Beneath the Black Thumb by David Gaiman. Chapter 1.
You come to me offering jest,
said Copsis Bule, stabbing his long-handled trident into the soft red soil. Blood, or something distantly akin to it, oozed lazily up around the sinking tines.
A kingly gift, envoy, but death flourishes where I choose to sow it. I am a harvester of death.
Kletch Scabclaw studied him with eyes that could have gleaned weakness from diamond. They were milk yellow, and glared over the mangy scrap of man-skin that he held pressed to his muzzle in the claws from which he had taken his name. The look on his furry, verminous face might have been one of disgust, though at what, or who, was something the plague priest kept for himself.
A new age begins, they squeak say.
Spreading his paws, the Skaven irritably swatted aside a buzzing bloatfly. Through Buell's blurred vision, it appeared to have three eyes, until the rat-man snapped his claws and his vision once again became clear.
War comes even to you,
Buell snapped his head up. The Skaven immediately backed up a pace, hunched for fight or flight. Light on his footpaws, he stood atop the rotten mush that went up to Buell's greaves. His right paw had gone for the weapon he concealed beneath his robes, and he hissed a warning through his scented rag. Buell smiled, rotten flesh yielding to produce something too wide for a human mouth. Slowly, Kletch held up his empty paws, then the gnawed-on nub of his tail. It switched over the ratman's head with irritation.
I did not come scurry all way from Clanborough to fight quarrel. The Black Thumb and Clan Rickett were friend allies in the Age of Chaos. Is written, is remembered. Now we must need fight tooth to claw again.
Buell turned his back with a mild shake of the head. Withdrawing his bloody trident, he stabbed three new aeration holes into the soil, the tines spearing an inch deep before hitting something unyielding. Baring the black stubs of his teeth, he gave a grunt of pleasure, planted his foot to the back of the forkhead, and rocked back and forth on the handle. Levering the trident against his bloated girth, he turned over the unyielding patch in a waft of decomposing flesh. The human corpse tore off its blanket of topsoil and flopped over. A face that was grey, black, and runny, and lovely as a crop of sweet tubers fresh out of the ground, stared up at the slow, circling stars with the clarity of the dead. Disturbed maggots and worms squirmed under the starlight, as if divulging some great secret under torture. Buell watched them rebury themselves, lulled by the drone of a billion bloatflies and the rank cackle of crows.
Wriggle, wriggle.
Rotbringer,
the Skaven prompted him. Buell pinched his eyes wetly, mind a-squirm with worms and portent. The ratman continued.
The lightning men hit clan burrows in Cripple Fang, untamed lands, and Putris Bog. Even clan cousins from far Gyron come flee, tunnelling the realm places to bring word of war.
Shouldering his trident, Buell turned around suddenly enough to elicit a low squeal of alarm from the plague priest of Clan Rickett. The ratman leapt to one side, reaching again for his concealed weapon, but Buell merely squelched through the spot he had been occupying, as though he were a zombie suddenly impelled to be elsewhere.
Buell! Buell!
Copsis Buell ignored him, his armour emitting a mould-muffled clank with every step. Several of the spiked plates were split apart at the joins, but the damage to his armour had been inflicted not from without, but from within. Corpse gases distended his belly, opening up the plates from the inside like a fat grub eating its way out of an egg sac. Everywhere there remained living skin, swellings, boils, and tumours caused further buckling, mottling the once green metal to black. Not since before the Age of Chaos had Buell known an equal, and his gardens brought weeping harvest to lands from the blood-bloom fields in the south to the Avalundic ice kingdoms in the north, from the peat bogs of Murgid Fien to the unconquerable rabid heights and their gargant kings. His domain was too vast for one name. It encompassed the Pox Sands, the Great Bloat Lake, and the Plantation of Flies. fleshwork patches stitched with irrigation ditches that steamed with blight and hummed with spawning demon flies. As far into the bubonic haze as the eye could see, scrofulous, once human things tilled the soil with rakes and hoes, or waded into pools with long prods to turn the bloated corpses that floated in them, gestating towards ripeness. Hundreds expired in the time it took Buell to walk past them, and were dragged away to the nurseries to replenish the soil in their turn. But it was the nature of lesser beings to attach small names to great things. They called it the Corpse Marshes. Seemingly at random, feeling where the dead desired his knife, he squatted down into the mire. A sigh of simple pleasure escaped him. The crucified remains of men, women, and children staked the ground in serried rows for a stretch greater than a man could ride in a day. Here could be found the bodies of almost every race, including several that no longer existed anywhere but as they did here now. For reasons fathomable to few but Buell himself, he called it his living orchard. A fetid breeze moaned through the dead, making them hum and sway like lush-leaved trees in bloom. Drawing a curved knife from his arming belt, he sawed away a hand that liquefaction was beginning to pull away from the wrist. It was human. A nectarine blackness trickled from the cut. He licked it from his hand, eyes closed in ecstasy. There was no plan in his mind of how his garden should be, but he knew what needed to be done towards its completion. And it would be soon. Very soon. The thought thrilled him, even as the part of him that had cherished these labours was saddened by their imminent passing.
"There are a great many of your kind here," Buell said,
aware that the rat man had followed him and was now crouching on an old wall behind him, keeping his distance.
"Your fur, your guts, you teem with life like no other."
He cut away another sagging limb with a clinical slash.
"Nothing rots as quickly as a skaven rots. Nothing embraces Grandfather Nurgle so completely."
"Is that what you want, wish me to take back to my masters?"
"Ask me again, come the high moon."
Why? What changes then?"
Buell licked his knife with a wide smile. Birds cried in fevered tongues, a diseased animal's sagacity that he might one day have the fortune to fathom but half of.
"You come on an auspicious night. For the first time in thousands of years, the stars will align my realm gates with another."
"And then?"
Kletch hissed, suddenly wary.
"Ask me again, come the high moon."